T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today, Mayor de Blasio announced a vaccine mandate for the private sector in New York City. It's a first of its kind in the nation. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us now to explain it. Marla, what does this mandate do?
Well, it essentially requires anyone working in New York City to be vaccinated. It applies to approximately 184,000 businesses across the city and will go into effect December 27th. And the mayor says that businesses will get more guidance on how to impose the mandate on December 15th. A lot of businesses are sort of blindsided by this announcement. But the mayor has done this for all city employees, as you know, and the vaccination rate has gone up, even in the police and fire departments where there was a lot of resistance. The mayor believes that this mandate will also further increase vaccination in the city.
Now, municipal employees is one thing, but does the city have the legal authority to impose a vaccine mandate on the private sector?
The mayor says whenever there's an immediate threat to public safety, the city does have the authority to issue an emergency order. In this case, it is being issued by the city health commissioner, who says while Omicron is a concern, Delta is driving the number of new cases, which have doubled, he says, in every borough and age group in the city since the most recent low point in October. You may recall that a federal mandate for employees is being challenged in the courts and is still on hold.
Now, as you mentioned, Marla, this mandate takes effect December 27th. Eric Adams becomes mayor 4 days later. Has Mayor de Blasio spoken with the mayor-elect about this?
He says that he has, that he's spoken twice with Eric Adams, but we haven't heard from the mayor-elect, who is on a trip to Ghana. The mayor simply said that Adams understands the urgency, but he didn't exactly say that Adams is 100% on board with this new mandate.
All right. And Mayor de Blasio today also announced new guidelines for the Key to NYC program. Tell us about those.
The mayor says that starting on December 14th, the parents of kids between the ages of 5 and 11 will be required to show proof of vaccination if they want to dine indoors or if their child wants to participate in fitness activities indoors or go to movies and such. But those kids will only need to show proof of at least one vaccine dose. And New Yorkers ages 12 and older must now show that they have had two doses of the vaccine, except for those who have received that one Johnson & Johnson dose.
All right, Marla, thank you. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.